February 6th, Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. After Jesus finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went elsewhere to teach and to preach in their cities. John heard in prison of Christ's works and sent a question through his disciples. Are you the coming one, or should we expect another? Jesus replied, Go and tell John the things you are hearing and seeing. The blind are seeing, cripples are walking, lepers are cured, the deaf are hearing, the dead are being raised, the poor are hearing the good news, and blessed is he who is not caused to stumble because of me. As they left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? A wind-shaken reed? A man wearing soft clothes? Behold, those wearing soft clothes are in kings' palaces. To see a prophet? Yes, I assure you, and more than a prophet. This is he about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger before your face. He will prepare your way. Indeed, I assure you that no one born of women is greater than John the Immerser, but the least in heaven's kingdom is greater than he. From the days of John until now, heaven's kingdom is roughly treated, and violent men forcefully lay hold of it. All the prophets and the law prophesied until John. If you desire to receive him, he is the Elijah who was to come. Let him who has ears hear. With what shall I compare this generation? They are like children, playing in a marketplace, who cry to the others, We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We wailed, but you did not mourn. John indeed came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by its deeds.